In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Well, it's good to be with you on this first Sunday of Advent, a day when we are told to pay attention because something is happening. So to talk a little bit about paying attention because something is happening, I want to tell you a story about Saturday mornings at my house. You see, for about 6 years now, a tradition has developed in the Swore household. If it's Saturday morning and I don't have to be here at the church, we have pancakes. I am woken up by my children begging to please make pancakes. Now, I'm glad they're down in godly play because I'm going to tell you a truth right now. Ange and I never disliked pancakes, but we are not pancake people, really. I mean, your dad makes good pancakes, and we ate them when we were camping, but pancakes have never been our thing. But for some reason, my daughter decided pancakes were important. And like a good father, I decided I should probably humor her on this. So what did I do? I did what any self-respecting man at St. Mark's would do when he doesn't know how to make pancakes. I talked to Bob Shaw, and I found out that I should use Krusty's pancake mix. That was perfect for me. Right on the back of the bag, it tells me how much mix, how much water, and how many people it will feed. It's a miracle. Now, I'll confess, the first few batches were a little bumpy. We usually cook with olive oil. Doesn't work with pancakes, let me tell you. The taste was off with olive oil. Even canola oil was a little iffy. It took me a while to finally catch on. The answer for your shortening, butter, that's right. So, you know, I learned that. I also learned if I overload the pancakes with blueberries, they will always burn and they'll stick to the griddle. I learned that I really like my cast iron frying pan set on 2, but it needs to preheat for at least 15 minutes so it gets a nice even heat. I now have a system. I don't need to measure out the mix and measure out the water. I know what I'm doing, you know? I know the consistency I want. I know what I'm doing. But I will tell you a truth. Even after 6 years, even though I know what I'm doing, man, if I try to multitask when I am making pancakes, things go wrong. I tell myself, it's okay. You can go grind the coffee beans and make coffee as the pancakes on the griddle. It doesn't work. Time and again, they burn. Time and again, I rush back, having taken the dog out, thinking, my gosh, it's probably about to burn. I better flip this baby really quickly. And it's undercooked, and hot batter goes everywhere. I have to pay attention when I make the pancakes. I need to look at the bubbles. I need to see what the consistency is. Otherwise, it's not pretty. And I hear about it from the breakfast table. Not from you, Ange. You've never done that to me. Thank you. Paying attention. It's a pretty clear theme for today, for this first Sunday of Advent. Jesus is pretty clear that we need to pay attention. His words today make it clear. Stand up. Raise your heads, be on your guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness. Time out. Who here can tell me what dissipation is? I know the law of thermodynamics that tells me that heat will dissipate. That's what I really thought this was at first. Dissipation is heat dissipating over the course of time. That's not what Jesus is talking about, just so you know. He's not talking about thermodynamics. Dissipation in this case is the descent into a squandering of one's resources or one's time. You get that? It's kind of stopping being attentive and just wasting your time and your energy. It, like, you know, messing around on Facebook. dissipation. So Jesus says, be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and all the worries of this life. Be alert at all times. Clearly, on this first Sunday in Advent, we are being called to be alert, not to be weighed down. But why? Why do we need to be alert? Let me take you back to the pancakes for a minute. Why do I need to be alert when I'm making pancakes? So I don't burn them, that's right. Or so I don't flip them prematurely and make an incredible mess on the top of the oven. That's never happened, honest. I have to pay attention also because something is happening to those pancakes, right? You take the batter, you take the heat, you put them together, and incredible things happen, right? Chemical processes occur that transform the matter from one thing, glop, into fluffy yumminess. Something is happening. And so I have to pay attention because something is happening. Think about that. Jesus calls us to be alert, not just because he can, but because something is happening. Jesus is telling us God is at work in this world. That's why we need to be alert. That's why we need to pay attention. Our call as people who follow Jesus is to be part of the movement that focuses our energy, our minds, and ourselves on God's actions here in the world, here in our lives. And friends, I'm going to tell you the truth. God's action in this world matters a whole heck of a lot more than what's happening when I'm making those pancakes. God's action can bring hope in the midst of distress, new life after a barren winter. God's action can bring justice and righteousness for the least and the lost and the forgotten. God's action in this world can bring forgiveness even after those youthful transgressions we talked about in the psalm this morning. God is at work showing us his ways, guiding the humble. God is at work keeping God's promises. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I think Jesus is reminding us of this morning. Even though God is at work and we should be attentive, it's easy for us to stop paying attention. It's easy to miss how God is working in the world. Because frankly, even though Jesus is talking about signs in the heavens and about portents that, you know, I mean, most of us would notice huge earthquakes and things happening in the heavens, the fact of the matter is God doesn't usually work that way. God doesn't tend to show up with huge bangs and flashes, grabbing our attention, demanding that we listen in. God doesn't usually show up in burning bushes talking in the middle of the wilderness or in seas being split so that we can walk through. No, God shows up in the midst of simple, everyday things. God shows up in the midst of everyday life. You want some proof? Just ask the folks in Bethlehem, right? They were just living everyday life when a bunch of people started coming into town because the rulers had declared that a census would be taken. Mary and Joseph were living everyday life, just doing what the government told them to do, worrying that it wasn't going to work out, and not having any place to stay for the evening. And so in the midst of everyday life, in the midst of all their worries, they look and they find a stable, and the birth plan goes right out the window. And life comes. And in that everyday moment, God enters into the world. Just ask Jesus. The image he uses today to talk about new life bursting forth is a pretty everyday one. A tree starting to bud at the end of winter. All of us are going to look with a lot of expectation come April and May for that exact thing to happen. And Jesus reminds us in that simple little act of a tree coming alive, of a flower blooming. God. God is present. God shows up in those kind of simple things. Conversations between friends. Forgiveness being requested and received. Bread and wine. Blessed, broken, and shared. Working the steps in AA, week in and week out. Picking up the Bible and reading a few verses and sitting and praying and thinking. God is at work in everyday life, and it can be so easy for us to miss it if we're weighed down with all the cares, all the concerns of life. You want to know what it looks like to be weighed down by cares and concerns? Look at your calendar. Look at your to-do list. Think about the things you do day in and day out. They're perfectly good things, but it's amazing how quickly they can take over. How quickly we don't even notice what we are doing. And so today, on this first Sunday of Advent, as we begin the church year again, Jesus says to you and to me, make some space. Pay attention. Stand up. Raise your heads. Look around and watch. Because here's the truth. God is at work in you, in this place, in this world. Goodness and hope and love is at work. So, sisters and brothers, as we begin this season again, make space to pray. Make space to read the Bible. Make space to have spiritual conversations. Make space for silence. Make space to come and to worship in word, in sacrament. Pay attention. Watch. Because God is here. Amen.